Hello, my beautiful friends. We are back with another channeled message from the loom. And today I am setting the intention to receive guidance around a question submitted by one of you. And that question was asking for help to reveal understanding of the purpose we're pursuing on our spiritual journey. So, can you reveal more understanding of the purpose we are being called to pursue through our spiritual journeys right now? I want to invite you, as always, to slow down here with me, to take several deep breaths of your own, to imagine a portal, a doorway within your heart space opening to receive whatever message flows through that is desiring to come through to find you right now. And as with anything and everything that I do, remember that you are the only and the ultimate knower of your truth. I nor anyone else can fully know your truth. The only one who has total access to your truth is you. So, even when I am channeling from my own divine team, take what resonates, leave what doesn't, receive what aligns with your truth, and allow the rest to make its way beyond. Let it go. All right, beautiful friends. Dear divine team of mine, could you please help reveal a deeper understanding of the purpose that we are pursuing on our spiritual journeys? Good day, good friends. What a gift it is to be here with you right now and always. Because right now is right now, and right now is always. Everything right here, infinitely in this moment, past, present, future, merging right here within your breath in this very moment. All that is and all that ever will be is all that is right now, my love. Can you feel that? Breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. Allow your breath to guide you here to this space with us where we await you, where we feel an incredible energy of excitement and eagerness to meet with you. It so deeply matters that you are here, and we are so deeply honored to be here with you. So thank you, dear friend, for opening the space, for cracking your door, for inviting us inside. Your world is a precious one. Your space deeply matters. Your energy is one that is sacredly protected. And we, our love, are so honored to be here with you in this moment. Right here, right now, and always. Right here and right now is always. Forever is right now. Right now is forever, my love. Close your eyes if you are able to, and deepen your breath. As always, as we share with you, we invite you to receive these messages beyond the mind, to allow the mind to soften, to rest, to relax, to feel the energy and frequency of the words that we share flow down within your body, to notice where within your body you feel the impact of these words, and to receive from that place, to translate from that place, to find meaning from that place, from that embodied state. So as you close your eyes and slow down here and breathe deep in your breath, feel now, no longer thinking, what do they mean when they say these words? No, our love, feel what the words resonate like within you. Feel how the words resonate and reverberate within you. Right now, right here is always. Always is right now. Forever is right now. Right now is forever. This moment is all there is and ever will be. All that is and ever will be, all that has been, all that is yet to be, is right now. Right now. You are here on the precipice of all that has ever been. And also receiving all that will ever be in this very moment. The duality, the polarity of your life reality causes you to see time as a dimension of polarity, then and now. Past and future, yesterday and tomorrow. Do you feel the polarity, pushing and pulling, moving left or right, going this direction, then that direction? We came from the past. We cannot yet be in the future. There is a sense of polarity in the way that time is described in that way. And yet, our love, we want to remind you that there is no polarity when it comes to time. When you shift your awareness, your perspective beyond time, and this happens anytime you are in a deep state of connection, of meditation, of connection. Whether that is through a meditative practice or through a deeply channeled tapping ritual or through a regression or journey as Lauren loves to lead. In these spaces, your awareness shifts beyond time. Time in that realm of awareness no longer exists on a spectrum of polarity. It is. Time ceases to exist. There is no then or now or future. There is only now. And in the now, it all exists. It all is accessible to you. So what, dear ones, is the purpose of your spiritual journey to come home here? To come home here now. The peace that you are desiring, the chaos in your outer world that disconnects you from the peace that exists within your inner world happens when one disconnects from the greater truth of time and reconnects with the duality of time, of past and future. When we do this, it creates chaos in the inner world. A push and a pull. What was, what could have been, what may be, what I must do to create the future I desire. It all removes you from being in the only place one being can possibly be, which is right here, right now. Right here, right now. The greatest journey one could embark on, the greatest path you could possibly choose to walk down right now, is the path of coming home to that truth, of learning to access time freely beyond the constraints of your polarized realm. To remember that what was and what will be all exists right here, right now. You may access it all right now. Right now is merely a remembering of what was and what will be. Because it is all right here, right now. And if what we are saying resonates or lands deeply for those of you who have explored these realms and dimensions where you know time ceases to exist, this is your invitation to spend more time in those realms. And for those of you who may hear what we are saying and wonder, what are they talking about? We invite you to play, to lean into that sense of doubt and the curiosity that lies beneath it, and explore what it feels like to come fully into the infinite now. To notice what truly is available to you and accessible to you when you fully open to the infinite now. There is a book many of you may have heard of, Lauren read many years ago, called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. This is a beautiful doorway or portal to open if what we are sharing about feels incredibly new and leaves the mind feeling really unsure and uncertain. Start there. And from there, begin seeking out spaces and places and invitations, meditations, journeys that support you in spending more time. We laugh in the infinite now. From this place, the unfolding, the unveiling of your journey, the guidance that moves through you as you embody your purpose happens naturally, easily, without effort. From this place, it all unfolds free of resistance. All right, beautiful friends. Go throw away all of your clocks now. Forget about time. We kid. It is okay to stay aware of the nature of time in your reality. So long as you remember that, like the walls of your home built around you, they are just that. It's just a wall that can be removed. And when it is removed, you see, there's infinite space all around me. I can leave these walls anytime I want. And I can also choose to stay inside of them anytime they bring me comfort or help me to be present in this human unfolding. Time and your attachment to it in the unfolding of your human life can be used as a tool, as long as you remember that it is simply that, a tool, not truth, but a tool. We love you deeply and dearly, our beautiful friends. Thank you for spending time with us. It truly is always an honor. With great love, we leave you.